This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What if your biggest hardship is actually your biggest blessing? Welcome to season two of Allah's Beautiful Names. We're starting with Al-Hakim, the wise. When people ask about the wisdom behind current events, we have to first understand this name. What is hikmah? What is wisdom? Wisdom goes beyond knowledge. It's knowing how to apply knowledge to achieve the desired outcome. Think of it this way. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing to not put it in a fruit salad. Let me give you an easy example. Imagine a 17-year-old girl, let's name her Fatima, who saves $9,000 for her first car. Her 21-year-old brother, Ahmed, knows everything about cars and recommends the best one for that price. But her 50-year-old uncle, Umar, who has wisdom, tells her to spend only $2,000 on a starter car because she'll likely give that car a few dings worth a lot of money. And so he tells her, you know what? Don't spend all of the money that you've saved, but instead use a little bit to get your bearings when you're driving. That's wisdom. That's knowing how to apply knowledge for a desired outcome. I want to tell you a real story that illustrates who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how He's Al-Hakim. After COVID restrictions, a couple of years ago on Umrah were eased, we took one of our first Blessed Voyage groups there. There was a lot of restrictions still regarding travel and documentation that was required, of course, in those days, like PCR tests and other things. And on the last day, we left, having completed Umrah, alhamdulillah, and one of our group leaders, he stayed behind, and he went and prayed Fajr in the Haram and was going to be heading out a few hours later. So the courtyard of the Haram was barricaded, so he couldn't get that close to the Kaaba. So he walked into the masjid and he waited for the Fajr prayer. And at some point, while he was waiting, they removed the barricades. And he immediately took off with the crowd to get into the courtyard of the Kaaba. And he now had this beautiful view of the Kaaba for the Salah. And he thought to pull out his phone to take a picture and send it to the group that was now traveling and let them know that they were missed. And then when he reached, he couldn't find his phone. He must have left it at his first spot where he was waiting for the Salah. And if you know anything about the Haram, there was going to be no way to backtrack between the crowds and whatever new barricades might have been set up and the officers directing people's traffic and all of that. Like, it's impossible to be able to go back. And that was a big problem because his phone had his vaccinations, his PCR results, everything he would need to be able to travel. And he was traveling in a few hours. So he might not be able to travel because of this. He decided, though, not to panic and to just pray Fajr and make dua. After the salah was over, he looked for any of the haram workers who could possibly help him find his phone. And usually after the salah is over, the workers get right back to work immediately. But he found one that was sitting and he was making tasbih. This gentleman was sitting and just making tasbih. So he thought to go over to him to ask him. And the man was very responsive and he was very helpful. And he said to him, "What's your number? I can call it." And he said, "I don't know what my number is. I had a Saudi SIM card in it. I have no idea what that number was." But he was able to think quickly and he remembered that he had called a travel agent on that phone number, and he goes to the travel agent's website, he finds a live chat and messages him, and he immediately responds and they're able to find the number that he called him from. That was incredible in and of itself, alhamdulillah. But then the haram worker then sends the number into the haram worker's group chat, and yes, they must have a group chat, and everyone starts calling the phone. It wasn't long before someone comes up to them and says, "Is this your phone?" He found it. But the story gets even better. Now, our friend had been carrying cash with him that he had wanted to give of zakat, and he had saved it until the last day, and he decided to give it to that worker who helped him. He said, "I just want you to have this, and thank you for all of the help." The worker was overwhelmed with emotion, like a little bit more than simply just receiving that money. And he said to him, "My mom is currently in my home country, and she's in the hospital. I needed to send her money, and I had no idea where I would get the money from. I was making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides me with it." When we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, He is able to manage the wants, desires, and needs of all of His creation, all at the same time. He's able to make one go through the distress of losing their phone so that it can be a means of another having his mother's needs taken care of. The scholars discuss various manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. Ibn al-Qayyim talks about the wisdom behind corrupt rulers. They're often a reflection of their people's state. He explains that it's impossible for a righteous people to have wicked rulers over them, or wicked people to have righteous rulers. The ruler becomes a physical manifestation of the community's spiritual condition. Ibn al-Qayyim also discusses the wisdom in forgetfulness. Without it, he says, no pain would ever subside, no injury would ever be forgiven. A mother might say during pregnancy, for example, that she'll never have another child. But if she forgets the pain, and sees her baby's smile, she considers having more. This ability to forget allows us to heal, to forgive, and move forward. Now, regarding the pain of calamities, there are multiple wisdoms. First, they're a pathway to paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Do the people think that they'll be left alone saying we believe and they won't be tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. And second, they're a pathway to authority in the land. Imam Shafi'i was asked, what's better, to be tested with calamities or to be given authority? And he responded back that authority doesn't come without testing. Look at the prophets, Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them were tested before receiving authority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command, when they were patient and they were certain of our signs. And so they became leaders after they were tested and they exhibited patience and certainty. Third, calamities serve to separate believers from hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوا أَخْبَارَكُمْ We will surely test you until we know those who strive amongst you and those who are steadfast. During trials, you see who shows up, who supports, who makes dua, who cares about their brothers and sisters, and who turns away because it doesn't serve their interests. Fourth, calamities allow us to experience a different type of servitude to Allah, the servitude of pain and hardship. Our salah tastes different. Our dua feels different. Our worship becomes more intense. While no one wants hardship, we often look back at difficult times and miss the sweetness of our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during those moments. Tahajjud was easier, Quran was more meaningful, dua was more passionate. All of those things as we're going through hardship. And the scholars explain that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ma'al usri yusra, that with hardship comes ease, that one immediate ease is increased access to and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You walk through difficulty being guided and protected by Allah. That's part of the ease He provides with every hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the first verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, do the people think they'll be left alone saying we believe without being tested? Every exam you've ever taken had problems to solve. Why would we think that this life, which is itself a test, wouldn't have problems? Now, what about the delay in our du'as? Millions of prayers have been lifted to the heavens in recent years. How many people in tahajjud and umrah on Fridays with breaking hearts have been making du'a? What's the wisdom in these du'as being delayed? The scholars mention lots of reasons. Of them is to increase the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who endure, they receive unlimited reward. Also to manifest our complete servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through persistent du'a. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person's du'a will be answered as long as they don't become hasty and give up. And third, sometimes what we're asking for might actually harm us. Like the famous story of a boy who helped a butterfly out of its cocoon, not realizing that the struggle was necessary for the butterfly to develop strength to fly. Similarly, we might make dua for something we're not ready for just yet, but it might be something that we'll be ready for in the future. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Perhaps you hate something while it's good for you, and perhaps you love something while it's bad for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and you do not know. So how do we interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name al-Hakim? Number one, through contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. Imam al-Shafi'i famously said, دَعِ الْأَيَّامَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ وَطِبْ نَفْسًا إِذَا حَكَمَ الْقَضَاءُ وَلَا تَجْزَعِ الْحَادِثَةِ اللَّيَالِ فَمَا لِحَوَادِثِ الدُّنْيَا بَقَاءُ He said, let the days do as they please and be optimistic when destiny decrees and don't despair for the events of days past because the events of this world were never meant to last. Second, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is given al-hikmah, faqad utiya khayran kathira, has been given much good. So while wisdom can be learned from the wise, there's an aspect that's gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, remembering that change takes generations. When the companions in Mecca complained about the persecution that they were experiencing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded them of those who were sawed in half for their faith, yet they remained steadfast. He promised Allah would perfect this religion, but it would take time. In navigating our own trials, whether they're calamities or tests of abundance, remember that each person's test is tailored to them. Some face physical hardship, others face the trials of desire and comfort. What matters isn't comparing our trials to others, but being patient with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us, trusting in His perfect wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Hakim. He is the all-wise.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up until today, everything that we've ever recorded within Maghrib Institute, every YouTube series, every online seminar, every Faith Essentials, every lecture has been done without a studio. And as of today, alhamdulillah, we've just secured the keys for our first ever Al Maghrib Studios at Houston, Texas, inshallah ta'ala. And we're looking forward to taking everything we've ever done and taking it to the next level. That's more YouTube series high quality than ever before, inshallah ta'ala. More online courses that are relevant, more lectures that are timely and balanced and authentic, based on authentic knowledge that you trust from Al Maghrib Institute and its instructors and its scholars. And so click on the link below to support us, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you from Al Maghrib Studios very, very soon.